Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we're just getting activated again, you know, on Facebook. You know, we've been alpha, kind of like in the, kind of like, I guess you would say, you know, I don't know, like John the Baptist kind of way a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And kind of hearing from God and what he wants us. And we're kind of back out there on Facebook. And I thought, well, you know, I'll just open up my account, you know, and just, you know, start again and connect with a couple of my friends. And, you know, we just met so many people over the years, all the things that we've, you know, been involved in. I just punched in my my email address, I guess, and my login information from 1912. And everything was there. Is that amazing?
Wow.
That is totally amazing. I just want to say that there was a time. There was a time before I met the Lord. So, you know, we get to heaven, Pat. It's going to be just like that, right? We're going to log in. We're going to get to heaven. We're going to log in. And there's going to be a timeline, right?
Right.
I mean, anybody's ever been there, you know, it is,
right?
Saints fans lined up over here. You have a special. And, you know, and God's going to go through our timeline, you know, what it was like. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, and I know that it's, we got to integrate the reality is that, you know, when we were, you know, BC, you know, before Christ, and of course there is some DC and some AC, you know, I love what T.D. Jakes says, you know, he says, you know, if Satan ain't pulling your strings, you know, somebody else says, Lord, forget about that. It says, help me from me.
Yeah, right.
You know, and so, you know, but imagine, you know, we've been somewhat, you know, a different season of life since, you know, you're much older. And
a little bit.
I'm not the Makos anymore. And so, but today's generation, when they find God, their timelines are totally, you know, up there. So you have the BC, you know, how they met them, and then what life's like after. It's a beautiful picture of what the those who have not, didn't find God in this generation, that we need to be that same way. We need to just go ahead and say, here it is, because people can relate to us.
Right.
You know, like I was listening, you can follow us on Twitter, you know, our, I think it's like a hashtag or something, but either way, it's VFNTV1, the number one, VFNTV1. But I love, you know, Steve Hill, you know, Steve Hill Ministries. And, you know, and he posted on his Twitter. He tweeted, right?
He tweeted.
I thought it was a pussycat. Anyway, so he tweeted and, you know, and he talks about, you know, be transparent, you know, be authentic with people. And he just, you know, he's got like keywords or whatever. And a lot of people do that. But it's different when Steve's doing it. You know what I'm saying? You know what's behind all that. And so, you know, people just need to hear your real story. You need to hear your real story. So, you know, none of us are, you know, perfect. But if you want to find out, you know, some authentic realities and journeys, you know, you can go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. And there's a few stories that, you know, timelines that were shared about before and how people met the Lord and what their life's like since they met him. And I'm telling you that there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun that in this, that when you find out that everybody's fallen short of the grace of God, that you too can be saved. And such were some of you is what Paul was talking about. And so, you know, we all come from different things that were leading us to hell. That's one way to put it, right?
Yes.
And then we came to God through Jesus Christ, and our total dependency is on the finished work of the cross of Christ. And so I just want to encourage you this morning, you know, if you feel bound, if you feel tightened up, if you feel like, you know, you want freedom in your Christian walk, it's time to be authentic. You know, it's time. And just go ahead and get the Pharisees out of your life. Just go out and say, I'm a sinner, you know, and I've fallen short and outside of Jesus Christ that I couldn't make it. And that when you do this and you let people know that God saved you and you needed a savior, the very fact that we actually accept Jesus Christ as our savior admits that we needed one, right?
That's right.
And so to call ourselves Christians means we admitted at some point, and we need to continue to remember that point, that we're flawed and we will fail, you know, outside of Jesus Christ. And then, outside of him empowering us, you know, that he we couldn't even do it ourselves, right?
That's right.
And so the I want to encourage you that this morning, just practice being authentic. You know, go to your office and saying, man, let me tell you what God saved me from. Going, wow, I thought I was bad. You know, Paul says the reason why the Lord saved me was to show you, you know, because he says he was the chiefest among sinners. You know, and he writes in Romans chapter 7, he says, you know, I have these great plans. I have these wonderful plans. You know, I plan, oh man, I'm gonna, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, and then my plans fell.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And he said that the reason why he does it, because I got this not monkey on my back, but I got this thing. Remember that testimony?
He's
oh my goodness, pull the mic. And so, right?
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's move on. Okay, so then, you know, be careful before you stick a mic in somebody's face. Well, everything is not common. You know, there are some uncommon things.
Yes, yes, there are.
Where was I? Oh, so the, I was promise keeping.
We love you, man.
Yeah, give a shout out to you this morning. And so, you know, and he said that I find out that this thing is with me that kind of wages war against my plans. And no matter where I go, even if you say, you know, if I just get away from so-and-so, if I just go to a different state, if I just switch, if I move from this house to another house, if I switch my jobs, if I, you know, anything about it is what happens is this very thing that Paul's talking about goes with you. It goes with you. It's called your sin nature.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if you're wrestling around like so many have, you know, that love God and trying to come to a realization of how do I deal with this? And, you know, some people just deny it. People around you know it's still there. They just don't tell you because you would just crumble if they told you, really? Mm-hmm. Really? I remember I was interviewing. Well, I wasn't interviewing. This was not an interview. This actually was a meeting with somebody in a particular situation, but I'm not going to give any names, but their initials, PH. No, I'm messing with you.
Who was that?
No, that was just messing with you. And somebody had just gotten saved. Mm-hmm. They found God. And it was just so, they were just, you know, and all of a sudden now the woodwork, driven by only thing that can be described as second heaven, mm-hmm. Ephesians 6 and 12, mm-hmm. Showed up and said, you know, we want these people. And I'm like, why would you even want them? You didn't even know they existed. Prior now they found God and they're talked to. And so I had him in my office. I think it was actually this was me and somebody else in the office talking to him. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, they're talking about, you know, in a way that they never sin. They don't ever sin. You know,
right.
And I said, Pat, no, y'all know I'm joking. Anyway, so then, I finally taught him. I said, because that's a trap. That's a huge trap. You know, it's a self-righteous trap. And so I said, you know, well, and it's really tough because he was talking, you know, like he's walking on water, but he wasn't. Especially not in that office.
Right.
Remember, this stuff was all in there. Like, Lord, this is a tough office. Anyway, so and so then he, I said, well, let me ask you this question. And he says, okay. Do you sin?
Yeah.
And he paused because everything he said before that question was about to be nullified by the reality is that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Right.
You know, 1 John 1:9 says, you know, if somebody says they haven't sinned, verse 8, 9, and 10, mm-hmm. I think he says something like liar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Calling God a liar.
That's right.
You know, and so he didn't answer the question.
Imagine that. Anyway,
I think he's going to politician. I mean, they, he was just in a trap at that point, but he did eventually snuff out what God was doing in that particular person's life. And so I just, you know, I want to tell you this morning, it's not about, and other people, some people go that route and other people go, there's another route that people have a tendency to go to. It's just like, hey dude, we sin, let's just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that would be given a license to sin.
Mm-hmm.
But believe it or not, you know, although, you know, no man is walking perfectly before God outside of Jesus Christ himself doing it, and there will be a day that we will walk in full sanctification of our bodies and all. But on your VFN TV app, You can download it. Go to iTunes and search for it, VFNTV app, or go to your Android store and search for it. Just go to your browser, type in VFNTV.com and follow the steps. Or you can go to VFNTV.com online, and there's it's available for you right now. You don't even have to be a subscriber. All those subscriptions free, and you get access to everything. But it talks about the sin nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should not obviously go, I mean, it ain't working for you if you're going the righteous, self-righteous thing. That's not working. And then if you go license-wise, you'll have a lot of friends if you go like just license to sin.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll only have friends here on earth. You're not going to have any in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not going to be good for you in the end. But God can empower you by his Spirit when we just say, you know what? I can't do this outside of you, God, but I can do it. You can do it through me. So go today and listen to the sin nature, you know, the cross of Christ and the sin nature. There is something more than just Jesus dying on the cross. It's everything behind what Jesus did when he died on the cross. It's horrific what took place, but it's actually awesome what happened because outside of that we couldn't. So you can go right now and listen to it. You don't have to be a subscriber, but you also can subscribe for free and have access to all of VFN TV. All the teachings, all the audios, all the broadcasts that come out of the VFN TV studios, as well as, you know, all the archives for VFN radio, you know, everything's available to you. And so our goal is to keep it out there for you at whatever time you need it. And we're going to find that you're going to go back from time to time. But it's called The Cross of Christ and the Sin Nature. And we got to find out how to actually deal with this thing called the sin nature. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Any secrets? Jesus.
Help.
Well, we'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.